36. Marcus. The floor collapsed, and he was falling. Marcus hit the ground hard, the rubble from the floor digging deep into his back, his body screaming in pain. Tariana! He searched for her, coughing on the clouds of dust that made it almost impossible to see. Here. She was on her hands and knees, struggling to rise.
Where is it?
A snarl to his left drew his gaze. The tiger had fallen as well, but from the look of it, had landed better. Its muscles bunched, and Marcus flung himself between the cat and Tariana, his blade lifted. He'd only have one chance to kill it. Then the rubble moved beneath them, sinking, the sensation like standing on rocky quicksand.
What's happening?
Tariana's voice was panicked.
I don't know.
He fought to keep his balance, but the footing beneath him kept changing, and he fell to his knees. The tiger had its legs splayed wide as the ground shifted beneath it, but then it took one step toward them, then another. And that's when Marcus realized the animal was higher than they were, that the ground beneath him and Tariana was collapsing faster, it appearing, for all the world, like the whirlpool that had brought them to this side of the world. And understanding dawned on him.
Climb! He screamed.
They scrambled, but handholds and footholds fell away, and instead of rising, they slid down, farther and farther, a glow appearing beneath them. Looking between his feet, Marcus saw the tip of a xanthier stem appear, the crystal sucking away any debris that fell against it, moving the rubble to the terminus, wherever that was.
Marcus!
Tariana screamed his name, and he looked up to see several warriors wearing the same elaborate armor as in the paintings throughout the city. Not Aranoquians, but the Inlanders, the people the Aranoquians had displaced.
We were warned of you by one who came before.
The lone woman with them said in accented cell, which was impossible. How could they know the language?
We know of your empire, of what it does to everything it touches. He wore the same mark as you.
She tapped the right side of her chest.
Help us,
Tariana pleaded.
Please, you don't understand.
But the woman only shook her head and said to the tiger,
kill them.
The massive cat picked its way down, eyes fixed on him and Tariana. There was nowhere to go. If they managed to climb up, they'd be met by fangs. And below was a potentially deadly unknown. Certain death, or the chance at life. Catching hold of Tariana's arm, Marcus twisted, and together, they slid down the rubble toward the glowing crystal.